Lesson number 31, Seeing a New World. Now, looking at the world as you now see it, if you had what you wanted, would you continue to see the world as it is now? I doubt it. It need not be a change from where you live, but if there were a change, you would see the world differently and naturally. Your closest circle of friends would see a changed you. Well, begin to move in God by seeing your world from a different angle, and let your friends see you there. You are the operant power, and move in your own being. Lesson 31 is a continuation of A Movement Within God. Lesson and takeaway. These are the most important parts from Lesson 31. I can't tell you how often we've used these in coaching sessions and in trainings. They're just wonderful. So the first question, would you continue to see the world as it is now? No. If you were coming from that state of the wish that you want to have in your life, if you assume that state, the way that you will see the world will have changed. Okay, so nevertheless, would you continue to see the world as it is now? No, you would see the world differently. Okay, now here's the key. Not only would you see the world differently with that new sense of confidence, security, whatever it is that you choose to have in your life, your closest friends would see that you are different. And again, they would obviously remark to you and remark to themselves, and even if they didn't say something verbally, you would pick it up in their behavior that they get that this new improved you is really cool, okay? So Neville says to see this world, okay, with this new angle, and let your friends see you there. Okay, now when you're doing that inside your mind, here's the key. You're seeing your friends see you differently. And whenever you see your friends seeing, responding to you differently, that again reinforces this new world that you've designed, that you've decided to move into and to come from with all that you do. So we call this lesson Seeing a New World. And essentially, it's not only seeing a new world, it's also being a new you. Lesson number 32, stop judging. Don't get in the habit of judging and criticizing, seeing only unlovely things. You have a life, live it nobly. It is so much easier to be noble, generous, loving, and kind than to be judgmental. If others want to do so, let them. They are an aspect of yourself that you haven't overcome yet. But don't fall into the habit. Simply thank your Heavenly Father over and over again. That's Neville Goddard from The Secret of Prayer. So, the lesson and the takeaway. What you see in your world, what you remark about in your world, you will attract and create more of. So stop judging. Stop seeing the unlovely. Choose to see and be the beauty. Choose to see the promise and the potential. Remember, Neville's brother saw potential in a building that wasn't being used to its potential. His father and his brother saw a hotel by the sea. We covered that in an earlier lesson. Neville saw himself preaching to thousands. He wasn't judging himself. Oh, I'm not a successful preacher. No, he saw himself as that successful preacher way before he was. When Neville had no one to talk to, he saw the promise and the potential of his message and his personal potential as a preacher. And again, the only way to do that is to stop judging. Stop judging yourself. Stop judging the world, which is nothing more than you pushed out. Start seeing the promise, the profit, the potential, and dive in. Feel it real and let it happen to you and through you. And again, remember, nature abhors a vacuum. So if you're going to stop judging, what are you going to do? Again, Neville puts it very, very simply. Simply thank your Heavenly Father over and over and over again. And how do you do that? Thank you. I was just giving thanks for being in my lovely home. Thank you. I give thanks to the imagination that's opened up the door for all of this to be possible. And I thank you for listening. Let's go on to lesson number 33. Lesson number 33, stop desiring, start accepting. This is from The Secret of Prayer. If you are still desiring, stop it right now. Ask yourself, what would it be like were your desire a reality? How would you feel if you were already the one you would like to be? The moment you catch that mood, you are thinking from it. And the great secret of prayer is thinking from, rather than thinking of. Anchored here, you know where you live, your bank balance, your job, creditors, friends, and loved ones as you are thinking from this state. But you can move to another state and give it the same sense of reality when you find and practice the great secret of prayer. A friend recently shared this dream with me. We were in a garden and he told me of all his desires. And when I said, don't desire them, live them. This is true. Desire is thinking of, living is thinking from. Don't go through life desiring, live your desire. Think it as already fulfilled. Believe it is true. For an assumption, though false, if persisted in, will harden into fact. So don't desire more wealth. Live it. Live with the feeling of financial security. Now. You can live from the feeling, so do it. As the successful writer, I don't feel guilty wasting my time writing and hoping that someone reads this. What I do is I write, and I know that lives will be changed, and that I am given to greatly for doing so. That makes my writing fun, easy, and it makes it easier for me to share the truth. And I'm not worried about offending 1 out of 1,000 potential readers. What I'm focused on is blessing each and every person who reads this message. So I don't desire to write. I don't desire to be blessed by my writing. I write, and I allow myself to be blessed. Stop desiring what you want to be, and simply assume the state now. This is why Neville also so often talks about the man or woman you choose to be, not just what you want to have, but who you choose to be. Come from that state now. Define the prosperous you, and come from that state now, and watch the whole world react to the wealth that's created through the bold, confident, giving, more alive you. Lesson number 34. How do you imagine money? This is Neville speaking. One day a friend told me that when she was a child, her father would say, if you have but a dollar, and it was necessary for you to spend it, do so as if it were a dry leaf, and you the owner of a boundless forest. If one really knows how to pray, he could spend his dollar and then reproduce it again. You see, this world is brought into being by man's imagination, so it is very important to learn the secret of prayer. And that's again from The Secret of Prayer by Neville Goddard. So, I've had people tell me, they've said, maybe you should give this kind of training away instead of asking people for their hard-earned money. Well, this is where we want to play. Because that is a thought that's well worth totally erasing from your mind. And here's why we bring it up. If you think that taking other people's hard-earned money to get yours puts less in their life, and well, guess what? That's how money will behave in your world. That it's harder and that it's tough to come by, that if I take it and somebody else has to lose it. Remember, for some people, for those who live in a prosperous realm, money flows freely. The more it flows, the more it grows. When a bill shows up, what I do is I pay it. I don't let it sit there reminding me that I owe money for the electric or I owe money for the internet. I pay it. I get it out of here. Thanks. You've given me something to spend money on. I pay it. And as soon as I pay it, guess what happens? More money shows up in my life. And it shows up because I'm not focused on, well, how am I going to get by to the end of the month? Hey, I've gotten by to the end of the month for 46 years. Okay? So have you. For as long as you've been alive, you've gotten to the end of the month. Okay? Odds are you're going to get to the end of next month. So build in routines that allow you to change how you imagine money. Okay, it's simple. Notice how do you imagine money behaves. So, tiny other little story. I noticed that Victoria and I get the most amazing deals on eBay. And this is one of the hundreds of ways that we get given to financially. We just picked up 2 beautiful pieces of furniture for our home. They're lovely wooden pieces of furniture, and we got them for about 10 cents on the dollar. Now, the key is we didn't look hard for them. We didn't sweat it out. We simply know we come from the position that all that is gives to us generously. And that's one of the ways that we're given to. We pick up this beautiful furniture and we preserve it for the next generation. So what I encourage you to do You know, use lesson 34 here. Adopt simple, fun, profitable, and pleasing money beliefs, and get rid of all the dodgy ones that have held you back. And let's go on to lesson 35. This is from Whom Do You Seek? Neville Goddard. One day he came to the house telling me of his financial desires. He asked what he should do. When I asked him if he would like to be in the investment business, he replied, "I want it more than anything in the world." Then I said, "Go to bed tonight, knowing you are now investing large sums of money. Do that night after night, and the position you desire will be yours." Now, lessons and takeaways. There are several key points in this simple yet very powerful lesson. First, the man knew what he wanted. He knew it not only with his head, but also with his heart. He says, "I want it more than anything in the world." Again, you could get how much he felt that. Neville says, "Go to bed tonight knowing that you are now." You see, when you're producing change in your life, you need energy. And obviously, the man Neville's talking about had energy around what he wanted. All Neville had to do was to tell him to go to bed and rest in that energy. Take that strong energy and invest it in knowing that you're now investing those large sums of money. Now, what's interesting, as you explore the lessons in this course, remember, money represents value. Money represents energy. And Neville gave the man advice to invest the energy that he felt and to right now, night after night, feel that knowing that he's already investing. He's living in his ideal. So if you really want to increase the prosperity in your life, make sure what you want is something that you want and you feel with all your heart. Make sure you find the terms that fits for you. When you feel it with that energy, when you've defined it at the right level, you will feel the energy. And you apply that energy to a high energy knowing and accepting. Not a high energy desire, but a high energy accepting. Again, rest with that. And I've got a little note at the end here. If you don't have energy, you're at the wrong level of detail. You know, "Oh yeah, I want $1 million. Or I want $1 million. Well, is that really what you want? It doesn't sound like it. What do you want? This guy wanted to invest huge amounts of money, okay? And you could feel that, okay, just when you read that little bit. When you get to the right level of energy, the right level of detail, it will feel strong. That's when you create the imaginal scene that has that single act that implies your wish fulfilled. Just like Neville's brother, he saw the sign with the Goddard name on it, okay? He was at the right level there. He didn't have to imagine all the intricacies of the business. I'm sure he imagined some. But he focused on the sign, and he got the right level of detail about that sign, and he could see the business behind the sign. So, lesson 35 was invest with high energy. Let's go to lesson number 36, what not to focus on. This is vital. This is from your maker. Do not judge the problem. Rather, ask yourself what the solution would be. Suppose you were in jail. The solution would be to get out of jail, pardoned, and sleeping in your own home. So while still confronted with the problem and lying on your cot in jail, you would close your eyes to the cell and feel that you are now home as a free man. Then fall asleep, allowing the maker of all things to create that which has been seen out of that which does not appear. So here's the deal. In our minds, in our imaginations, we can get stuck on the problem, or we can focus on the solution. Wanting more money is being stuck on the problem. "Oh, I want $1 million. Feeling financially secure is focused on a solution. Okay, get the difference. "I want more money. I want $1 million. Then all my problems will go away." No, just feel secure. Feel wealthy, knowing that you have $1 million. Knowing that you have $10, it doesn't matter. If you feel financially secure, you can create the money that you want. Okay, wanting more clients is stuck on the problem. Knowing that your client base is steadily growing no matter what, knowing that your business is evolving smoothly to take care of the workload and make it effortless is being focused on the solution. So what I want you to do is to exactly define what do you wish to feel, to embody, to become. And notice if you're stuck on the problem or if you're focused on a solution. And the difference is, again, I don't want to be fat. Well, that's focused on fat. If you just say, I don't want to be fat, well, I'm choosing not to be fat. Well, okay, that's still focused on fat. What do you want to be, dead? What do you want to be, purple? You know, what do you want to be is fit. And so you imagine yourself as fit. And that totally changes everything. So notice what you're focused on. And adjust that to the point, again, to where you have a simple positive that you're focused on. Lesson number 37, Fall in Love, Make It Now. This is from Your Maker with Neville Goddard. Are you willing to become enamored over desire that much? Are you willing to fall in love with its fulfillment that you imagine that it is yours now? Again, a very brief but very powerful lesson. So, the lesson and the takeaway. Many people that we talk with tell us about what they want, but not very many of them actually have the energy of it while they're talking about it. Okay, when people say, you know, I want to build a business. It's going to do window washing. Okay, well, that there's no energy there. Even if they had the business, they wouldn't have any business because there's no energy there. So you've got to have the energy there. It's like when you read a poem on love by Rumi, you feel the love. When you explore your aim, your ideal, it needs to be filled with the state of it. Okay, oozing it, overflowing it. Okay? Here's a nice little story. True story. This happens all the time. One day I was giving a delivery man a tour of our land here, and we came across the ancient cottage that's in the back, and I told him what it will be like over the next few years. He lit up while I was talking about it. He felt it. He knew that it was done already, because I shared the energy of the transformation with him. You see, you don't have to tell anyone of your ideal, but everyone should be able to feel it, even if you keep it a secret. A friend of mine from high school told me recently in an email that she always knew that I would be successful and go far. She felt that energy around me even back in high school. I never talked about it. I just let the energy, the love, the passion for life just move through me. And so what you need to do is to fall in love, to make it now, you know? Take it from the head and mix in that energy of the heart. Let the energy of your beloved, your desired, move through you so that you feel it now. Feel it fully as real now. And walk and sleep in the state of that wish fully fulfilled. Lesson number 38. This is from Your Maker. What to do when you forget or get infected. Neville says, tomorrow you may forget and be penetrated by rumors which disturb your body and cause you to suffer. When this happens, you must reestablish your harmony by imagining things are as you desire them to be. Living in this wonderful world, we cannot stop the penetration. Treat this inner penetration seriously, and you will discover all you need to do is adjust your thinking. And again, that's from Your Maker by Neville Goddard. Now, the lesson and the takeaway. Keep in mind, this is Neville speaking. And he says, we all can get penetrated. That includes Neville. And it doesn't matter how long you stay on the horse. It doesn't matter how long you can stay in the state if you fall out and you never get back on. What matters is how fast you rise up and get back on the horse. What happens is how fast you get back into state. Now, I woke up with a headache today after my nap. And writer's block, as far as I'm concerned, is only a recent invention. You know, old-time authors didn't get writer's block. They wrote. Okay, nowadays, I mean, writer's block is, it's a new invention. Just trust me. Google it if you want to. But it's not acceptable in my world. So here's what I did. I did what it took to take care of my body. I ate a high-protein snack. And then I sat down and got back into the state of the amazing writer. Now, I mention that because Neville talks about, where does he say here? Tomorrow you may forget and be penetrated by rumors which disturb your body and cause you to suffer. Okay, think about that. There's a lot of power in that sentence. Okay, the rumors truly cannot disturb the true you, but they can disturb your body. They could disturb your thoughts. And so whenever that penetration happens, again, when we fall down or get penetrated, do what it takes to shake it off, restabilize, and feel the feeling of your wish fulfilled. That's how a fortune is made. And that's how a life gets to be lived. Lesson number 39, Walking in the Faith. This is again by Your Maker, by Neville Goddard. Whatever you desire, believe you have received it, and you will. If faith is not complete until, through experiment, it becomes experience. You must take an unseen objective and place it in an assemblage of mental states which would imply its fulfillment. Then, this desire must be activated by entering into its center, feeling its reality, and walking in the faith that it will happen. I tell you, in a way you could not devise, what you have assumed will come into your world. That's Neville Goddard, Your Maker. Notice that Neville states that faith is not complete until it becomes experience. Now, walking in the faith is the experience of reacting to the world as that ideal. That's remaining faithful to the state. What you need to do daily is to walk in your faith. Now, think about this. If it's health that you desire, then you do what healthy people do. That isn't what causes health, but it's what healthy people do. Okay? If it's wealth, then do what wealthy people do. Now, here's the deal. Check this out. This is really good. I used to think only poor people read books on how to make money. Okay, if you don't have money, what do? You read a book on how to make money. And then after I started associating with rich people, I discovered something. They read books on how to make money too. The main difference is that they read them to make more money and to support them having money. And they don't feel odd or weird reading books about making money. On the other hand, one of the things that I've noticed is that poor-minded people, they tend to feel odd or weird reading books on making money. Okay? Wealthy people find it an enjoyable investment of time and a couple bucks, and they're glad to do it. So again, it's notice where you can become more and more congruent. Notice how you can walk more fully in the faith. Again, one of the things that I've noticed with people is they tend to, you know, if I made all the money that I wanted, or if I had all the money I wanted, I wouldn't be reading about money or taking a course on money. Well, guess what? Odds are you would. That's what wealthy people do. Okay? So, just notice that and have some fun with it. And again, the whole point of Lesson 39, walk in the faith. Okay? Enter into the center. Feel its reality. Walk in the faith. And Lesson number 40, the last one for this section, we call this the Circle of Friends technique. This is again from Your Maker by Neville Goddard. Knowing what you want, assume your desire is already fulfilled by imagining a circle of friends congratulating you. Fall asleep knowing that those who would empathize with you have already witnessed your good fortune. Knowing you have put the fulfillment of your desire in motion, walk confident that what you are assuming is true. And when it happens, share your experience with others in the hope that they will try it and it will work for them. It does not matter to me what others think, for I have found my Father, the one the world worships and calls God, to be my own wonderful human imagination. So, on the first level of this lesson, who will congratulate you on your wealth? Who will congratulate you on your increased success? Imagine them doing that already. And again, that not only focuses your sessions, but it also eliminates the unconscious fears that your friends will change or be different once you've become even more wildly successful. And remember, of course your friends will change. They're going to change for the better. Okay? Build that into your sessions too, and you're going to be blessing them also. Second part to this lesson that we want to make sure that we cover as well is that Neville says, I have found my Father to be my own wonderful human imagination. And again, the more you directly experience that, the more you just decide, you know what, I'm going to accept that my own wonderful human imagination is the cause of my reality. It's the cause of what I have in my life. As soon as you do that, you bring home your power and you become much more effective at all the methods, all the techniques, and everything that you're learning here at freeneville.com. So do that. I mean, what's the worst that could happen? Your life just might change for the better. Okay? So, just notice any resistance that you have. By the way, and again, just sort of closing this little section off a little bit more, you know, Neville shares time and time again the state of the wish fulfilled, the state of the ideal man or woman you choose to be. Again, it's about changing your perception of you. As you change your perception of you, as you change your perception of God, as you change your perception of what is changes. And so it's not the $1 million that gives you financial security. It's the attitude of financial security that gives you the $1 million. As we explored in the exercise opening this training session, you know, one of the things that we brought up was, you know, put $10 in your wallet. That's your attitude money. Never spend it. And almost immediately everybody goes, oh my God, what if I need to spend it? What if something? No. That's your imagination out of control. And again, what are we learning here? We're learning how to control the imagination, to direct it, to create with it the world that we choose instead of, you know, the world that we fear. So let's have some fun with it. Okay, get ready. We've got lesson number 41 coming up next.